All right, we are now back in session. We have a time certain at 3 p.m. Carla, could you please read item 112?
Accept Fixing Our Streets Annual Program Report.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a pleasure to bring this report to Council. PBOT has been hard at work over the last year on Portland's roads due to our local 10-cent gas tax and heavy vehicle use tax. As we will hear this afternoon, projects big and small are underway throughout the city, and there is much more to come as we move into the construction season. Fixing Our Streets has transformed communities through a range of projects, from safe routes to school, creating a new marked crosswalk in front of an elementary school, to all-encompassing street renewals like the Halsey-Riedler Streetscape Project.
We like
the tongue twisters of PBOT in Gateway. We are helping to get all Portlanders where they need to go safely and efficiently. I am particularly proud of the work PBOT has done to prioritize disadvantaged minority women, emerging small business, or service-disabled veteran business enterprises through this effort. That's what MWDSV stands for. We're close enough. In the first 3 years of the Fixing Our Streets program, 40% of all contracting dollars were awarded to COBID certified firms, double Portland's citywide goal of 20% participation. Not only are we fixing our streets, we're creating jobs, building prosperity, and advancing equity in the process. Following a brief presentation from staff, we'll hear from the Fixing Our Street Oversight Committee co-chairs, Jennifer Rollins and Ashton Simpson, who will expand on their voter-mandated oversight role in this program. Director Warner, it's all yours.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mayor Wheeler, members of the City Council, my name is Chris Warner. I'm the Director of the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Thank you for giving this opportunity to present the progress report on our Fixing Our Streets program. I'm going to start by sharing a quick overview of how we got here today. The Fixing Our Streets program has been made possible by voters and by City Council. In May of 2016, voters put their trust in us and passed Measure 26173. That same month, City Council passed the heavy vehicle use tax. Together, these two measures created Portland's first ever local funding source for maintaining our streets. As mandated by the voters, Fixing Our Streets dedicates 56% of the funds to maintenance projects and 44% to safety projects. In 2019, the city auditor took a close look at our program and offered suggestions for improvement. We took those suggestions to heart. Here's a couple of ways we've done to implement these changes. First, we've improved the project delivery by enhancing our system, including the addition of new software that allows us for better collaboration and shared information between engineers, project managers, construction managers, and others. These and other changes have not only been beneficial to fixing our streets, but really for all the projects we do at PBOT. We've also improved our reporting and auditing program. Two of the other findings at the audit were that there was some confusion regarding maintenance versus safety projects. We addressed that in the new proposal by refining our proposed projects and services to focus on delivering specific outcomes, and the heavy vehicle use, whether or not they pay their fair share. We have here ways also that we'll try to make this possible, and we'll increase the heavy vehicle use tax by 0.3% by proposing an automatic adjustment at the end of the second year. Measure 26173 also created the Oversight Committee to monitor and report on this program. The measure promised voters that we would deliver better streets, new sidewalks, improved bike lanes, and safe routes to school across the city. Today, I'm happy to report that we're keeping that promise. You'll be hearing from, as the Commissioner said, Jennifer Rollins and Ashton Simpson from the Oversight Committee, and they'll share and who will share the committee's response. But first, I'd like to hand the mic over to Millicent Williams, our Capital Delivery Division Manager, who will be sharing some of the many accomplishments over the past 3.5 years. Millicent.
Thank you very much. Again, my name is Millicent Williams. I'm the Capital Programs Delivery Manager for the Portland Bureau of Transportation. And I'd like to share that from scoping to design to construction, our team has worked diligently to make fixing our streets projects successful. We've addressed street failures in 370 separate locations throughout the city, fully improved 58 intersections to make them safer for travelers, completed 40 lane miles of new or improved paving work, constructed 300 ADA ramps, and completed 53 safe routes to schools projects, which serve a combined total of 31 elementary schools, 8 middle schools, and 11 high schools. Next, I'd like to share a couple of examples of how fixing our streets is making it easier for Portlanders to get around the city. Fixing our streets dollars have supported projects large and small, and has been mentioned previously. The Halsey-Weidler Streetscape Project, which was partially funded by Fixing Our Streets, has transformed the heart of the Gateway Business District and made it easier for people to walk, bike, and take transit to local businesses. And we've even been able to increase the amount of on-street parking in the area. We've also invested in improving the pavement conditions on streets across the city. There's a lot of history underneath Portland streets, and even routine Fixing Our Streets projects, like this paving project on Southeast 50th Avenue, can encounter unexpected challenges. In this case, Fixing Our Streets allowed us to do a deeper fix. Instead of paving over the old buried rails, as had been done since the 1980s, our team devised a more comprehensive solution and completely removed these hazards. By doing so, we will extend the lifespan of the roadway and no longer have the risk of exposed rail tracks, which can be extremely dangerous, especially for pedestrians and for people biking. And we will save money on future maintenance work in the process. The Fixing Our Streets program is about more than just projects. You mentioned this earlier, Commissioner, but I think it bears repeating. We have invested Fixing Our Streets funds to support the participation of firms that have been certified by the State of Oregon's Certification Office for Business Inclusion and Diversity, or COBID. The Bureau is intentional in its efforts to engage disadvantaged, minority-owned, women-owned, and emerging small businesses and service-disabled veteran business enterprises, or DMWESB. In the first 3 years of the Fixing Our Streets program, 40% of all contracting dollars were awarded to COVID-certified firms, double Portland's citywide goal of 20% participation.
I want to add a little bit more about the important role that public participation played in this program. Our work is only as good as the feedback that we receive from the community members who live, work, play, and use our streets every day. The $8 million that was allocated in Fixing Our Streets for school improvements was not identified by specific projects. Fixing Our Streets tasked our Safe Routes to School team to find out what changes Portlanders would like to see around their schools and develop and target the prioritized list for safety improvements. With over 100 schools throughout the city, we knew we needed to go deep and learn as much as we could about the routes that families take to school or want to take to school in order for them to be successful. With the support of Fixing Our Streets, we completed a historic outreach effort for Safe Routes to School. We met with families from all of five Portland school districts. They told us where they needed safer crossings, better sidewalks, and other infrastructure. And as a result, we have a comprehensive list of projects that will improve walking and biking for students in the city's 12 high school clusters. But we're also not done building. We built the first 79 projects on the list, and we will continue to have these outreach efforts guide our future round of Fixing Our Streets.
There's still more to do, and this year we will have another big construction season as we break ground on the final round of projects in the Fixing Our Streets portfolio. Here's a sample of what's coming this construction season. Once again, we will have projects all across the city. A couple highlights include extensive paving, sidewalk, and ADA ramp improvements and lighting on 136th Avenue. Paving and ADA ramp improvements on Northeast Alberta Street between 15th and 30th. Sidewalks, bike lanes, ADA ramps, and more on Southwest Capitol Highway from Multnomah Village to West Portland. We'll also be finishing up, as has been referenced, the multiple safe routes to schools projects, building a new greenway in East Portland, and more. Here's a closer look at our Fixing Our Streets dashboard. As you can see, we've completed a lot of work over the past few years. Our team is ready for the final push to complete these projects, and we're excited about the opportunity to deliver them to Portlanders. This slide shows our progress on projects by type. And this slide shows our progress on projects by category. And for your reference, a 0.5 indicates a first or second phase of a project.
So that concludes our presentation. We'd like to turn it over now to Jennifer and Ashton for them to give them your remarks, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Can I ask a question? Sorry. Just before I lose it, I'm old and I forget. You mentioned that there was 40% of the contractors were co-bid companies. Can you do the breakdown about who those co-bid companies are?
Yes, we can, and it's 40% of the contracting dollars, not 40% of the contractors. So it's 40% of the contracting dollars that
were
available.
Of the total dollars that were available to be contracted.
I can provide that for you in a follow-up. We do have the breakdown. Our contracting specialist who works on equity issues has all of the breakdown for your convenience. But we were pleased to report that the majority of the firms that were selected through the competitive process, through the low bid process that utilized that were certified firms, most of them were minority-owned or women-owned. We did not have any emerging small businesses. There are several that have, if not singularly owned, but partially owned, veteran-owned businesses. So I will be happy to provide that breakdown for you.
You guys know I'm always going to ask that question, yeah. So I'm just surprised you didn't bring it.
Sorry. Thank you.
But thank you. I look forward to getting that information. 40% sounds good, but of course everything depends on like whether or not we're really helping small businesses actually be successful, right?
Sure.
And I know you're both committed to that, but devil's in the details. Thank
okay.
you.
Yes. Great.
And while we wait for our next speakers to come up, I'll just share. I have an artifact from Tearing Up the Tracks, proof that I proudly display in my office and will be handed over to the city archive once I am gone. Unless I have to use it on a vampire or something. It's a spike.
Or is it one of those rail spikes?
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity to come speak to you. I'm Ashton Simpson, co-chair of Fixing Our Streets Oversight Committee. Before I begin, I want to acknowledge that this is Black History Month, and I would like to take a moment to highlight and thank Commissioner Hardesty. She's this city's first African-American woman elected to city council, and that must be recognized.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
From one Black veteran to another, thank you for your continued dedication to service, and may your leadership be inspiration for future generations of women of color.
Let's hope so. Thank you.
You're welcome. I began serving on this on the Fixing Our Streets Oversight Committee in February 2019, and I'm happy to report that projects are being completed on time and that our dimes are being utilized strategically and effectively. East Portland has benefited from projects such as the Halsey-Weidler paving project that slows down traffic, sidewalk infill down 148th that allows for pedestrian movement along a busy corridor, and a number of safe routes to school treatments in my community so that our children and one of my kids can get to school and parks safely. Like any program, the initial steps are bumpy, as pointed out by the city auditor's report. But with the leadership of Commissioner Udaly and Director Warner, the program has found its rhythm and is operating as expected. The PBOT staff has also been outstanding in answering all of our questions and providing monthly reports for us to review in between our scheduled meetings. As Commissioner Udaly and Millicent stated, and I want to drive it home, 40% of all contracting dollars have been awarded to co-bid firms, representing more than $11 million invested into these companies. Diversity and inclusion mattered, and these companies completed projects. I expect that when we do our next annual report, 65% of all contracted work is completed by co-bid certified firms. Fixing Our Streets is an awesome opportunity for these companies to grow and expand their portfolios so that they can bid for more extensive projects in the future. The program has been great, but we all know that there is more work to be done, especially in East Portland. And with that, I'll pass it off to my co-chair, Jennifer Rollins.
Thanks, Dashton, and thank you, commissioners, for listening to me once again on this topic and not getting sick of hearing from me. I'm Jennifer Rollins, and it was just about exactly 4 years ago this month that I sat here and made a passionate plea to the council to do something, anything, about the streets and the maintenance. And I'm really proud to be here today, and I, you know, there have been some rough starts in the program, but I'm thrilled with where we've come in those 4 years. I think I had sort of three takeaways when I was presenting the City Club's research, and that was to just do something, to be courageous and take a political risk and support a new tax or a new fee of some sort, but also to be cautious and use the opportunity to build trust and prove that the city and PBOT could be responsible with those dollars, because there had been a long history of money being allocated for things like maintenance and it being shuffled to other things, all of them important, but just there was that, we felt there was this lack of trust. And I mean, like I said, I feel like there was a rough start, but I feel like we're there and I'm really excited. You know, we really hit the ground running. When I said do something and be courageous, I think you guys took it to heart, and I was a little bit surprised to get a call to ask to take part on the oversight committee. And, you know, I bear some of the responsibility for those audit findings. I had no idea what was involved with chairing an oversight committee, or, you know, was it my job to call the commissioner and say, hey, I want to report to the council? I didn't know. So we learned a lot from that audit, and I think that we've really addressed those glitches along the way. I feel like the PBOT staff is giving us much more information. I have this amazing co-chair who knows so much more about the what's going on the ground. I'm a lawyer. He's got all kinds of background that I lack. I think we're a great team. So I will take this opportunity to not only tell you that I'm thrilled with the way the current program is going, but to urge you to support a second round of fixing our streets. I think it's been a drop in the bucket, and I would love to see it continue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. I move to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Udaly, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, we have done what we said we would do, and we've done what we promised to the voters, and I encourage everybody to look online and see this report, because it details in far more information than we just got in an overview all the work that's been done. And I appreciated Jennifer Rollins mentioning that everybody has learned a lot along the way, including the Oversight Committee, and I do agree that the committee has responded to the audit's findings, and that this is a program we can all be really, really proud of. And so I thank Director Warner, previous Director Leah Treat, former Commissioner Steve Novick, and also Commissioner Udaly for your leadership of this. It's something we can all be proud of, and I certainly am. Aye.
Hard to see.
I also want to share my great appreciation as a East Portland resident. I feel like I am a beneficiary of many of these traffic improvement projects, as is my community. And there may be people that think, well, how come East Portland all of a sudden, right, has all this investment taking place? It didn't happen overnight. In fact, we spent 12 to 14 years advocating with our local government that they needed to invest in East Portland, right? I got to tell you, I'm loving what I'm seeing. And what I know is that change is scary for people. And so the fact that the streets are narrower, that requires cars to drive slower, is a good thing, right? So don't think that what you're doing is not having an impact. It's certainly having an impact on behavior, on people's understanding of why those changes are being made, right? So well done. I'm glad to see that we are exceeding goals of ensuring that the beneficiaries of public dollars is spread broadly and widely, and that we're helping our community members, many of them from East Portland, actually be able to grow their small businesses. So I happily vote aye.
Udaly.
Well, I am almost speechless.
I think my work here is done. Commissioner Hardesty is happy about what we're doing in East Portland. I'll see it. No.
I want to thank Director Werner and Millicent, as well as Jennifer Rollins and Ashton Simpson for presenting today. I'd say one of the lessons that I hope we've learned is that when we are planning on setting up a program that's contingent upon a ballot measure passing, we need to give ourselves an ample runway to stand that program up and launch the projects. I'm really proud of the progress that we made and the ways that we've addressed the concerns of the auditor. So I just want to commend everyone for their hard work on that. And of course, I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Great work. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the work that the committee did, your volunteers. You don't get paid for what you do. There was a long path between where you started and where you ended. And I think it sets us up well for the conversation we're about to have. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.